What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ease.com for regular discounts and price drops. $20 off your first delivery.
EAZE.com. Promo code HAM. Promo code HAM. I don't really get why they would trade Odell, period. Like, I don't quite understand. Like, here you are. You're in a major market. You're rebuilding, but you want to win. You're acting like you want to win. Somebody asked Edelman the other day about trading with the Niners. He said, we didn't sign the guy to trade the guy. The guy's a good player. He's liked in your locker room. He's a hard worker. And, I mean, he's a great player. He's not a good player. He's a great player. And he's a star in a market where having a star doesn't hurt. I don't quite get why. Like, what are you getting for Odell that makes you feel confident you'd replace that level of talent? I don't see where the urgency is.
To me, it's more of a money move. It's more of a restarting move. They have $27 million in cap space. So you trade Odell. I think his cap hit is over $20 million, so you almost double it in one move. Headache would be strong, but he's not a seamless Julio Jones, Larry Fitzgerald player. You probably could justify bringing Derek, trade him to get assets, to kind of just restart.
See, to me, if you bring Derek or any other quarterback in, but particularly Derek, you need to give him somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think part of the – you have Saquon. I've given you Saquon, who might be the best player in the
– Yeah, but, I mean, Saquon and Odell, now I've got something for a quarterback to work – like, I've got something for a quarterback.
What if I get 2-2s for Odell and next year's one and I just, reload with
But I've got Metcalf. Odell. He's young.
No, I know. I agree. I would not trade Odell. I like Odell more than I feel like social media does. One, I would trade for him. Two, I would keep him. I just think he's a good player. He's just so worth the risk of everything and just what he brings along with his individual talent.
So Kevin Colbert,
he doesn't bother me really at all. Actually,
no, Kevin Colbert, right? Kevin's the first name of the Steelers GM.
Yeah,
this is what he said about Antonio Brown.
Kind of bald, overweight guy.
Moments ago, John. This is breaking news as we do this podcast. By no means will we make a trade that's not beneficial to the Steelers organization. We're not going to give a discount on the trade market. We're not going to release him. We've had no active trade talks with any team about Antonio Brown.
Love it.
I think he's going to be a Steeler.
Yeah, I just think that Antonio Brown can tweet how he's leaving the Steelers and how they've broken up 10 million times. And I think he's so far 15 times in the last month. He's tweeted, thanks for everything. I love you guys. It's been an unreal nine years. I'm off. We're breaking up. It's like, Odell or Antonio, stop tweeting that. You're not a free agent.
Then you walk into the kitchen 10 minutes later. He's still at the party. Oh, I thought you left.
Yeah, I just think that it's pretty clear to me. He was in a picture over All-Star break with Anthony Davis. 2 weeks ago,
Who's the other guy?
I just think an agent. that he was in videos with Maverick and Rich. It's clear who's advising him on this. Rosenhaus is his agent. But wouldn't you say about Drew these last, like, since he's kind of matured into Drew Rosenhaus, like the older version, they don't, the tactics here, he's smarter than that. Drew knows this is not how it works in this league. He doesn't attack it like this anymore. When's the last time Drew Rosenhaus had a public really dispute of, he's kind of stopped it? Because you know what Drew Rosenhaus realized back with T.O.? 15, you're going to lose. You lose in this league.
I want more people to want my player, not less.
Yeah, I want to have good relationships with the Steelers. Why? Because I want them to sign my players for a lot of money. I also think this is a tough one for Drew because this is a good client for him. I mean, it's an expensive client, one of his better players, even if he's got the entire league. I mean, this is one of the best players in the league. But I don't think Drew's an idiot. This is not the way to handle this. And I think that he's listening to Clutch much more than Drew Rosenhaus because I can't see Drew Rosenhaus advising him, or at least not advising him, Antonio, don't tweet about this anymore. Do not Instagram how you're leaving. Just don't. Because if you do want to leave, you're hurting their ability to get rid of you. Just stop.
Yeah, if you're gonna go, make the statement that you're gonna go, and then handle it as like you're the boy that cried wolf now. No one even believes that you're in control of the situation to any degree. To any degree. You're not affecting this in a positive way. You're not getting what you want out of this. Like, this is not a kid who just at the grocery store is whining for some candy. Like, you're not gonna wear your mom down. They're not gonna do it. And like you said before the podcast, they traded Martavius Bryant for a third. They got a third for him. It's a great point, right? Like, they're sitting there going, well, who cares that that deal was with John Gruden and maybe John overpaid? Like, the fact is, we have Antonio Bryant. So,
well, it's just basic precedent. We got a third round pick for a guy that had been suspended multiple times who wasn't that good. That's what we got for him. This guy, on his worst day, is better than Martavius Bryant. You think we're going to give him away for a middle second rounder? Google his stats, people. I don't give a shit what the fuck he's Instagramming on the treadmill talking shit about us. We ain't giving him away. Because you know what, guy? Who in the NFL gives anyone away, really? It just doesn't really happen. Yeah. Now, you might have
when the Chiefs knew they had Alex Smith's replacement, they didn't give him away.
No, they traded him for I think they ended up getting a third-round pick and their nickel corner. So they still got a decent chunk of change for an older guy that they had to pay. Think about, I think we all admit or agree that the Niners, anytime you get a franchise quarterback in the second round, regardless of how it plays out, that's elite value. But the Patriots still got a really high second round pick. It's not, I think we all just, they just gave him away. They did get a decent amount back,
right,
for a guy that was going to be a free agent. Again, I would not have done it, and I think the Belichick, I've been on record saying he did him a huge favor. But I do see on his side, like, I didn't want to give him to certain teams. I like this situation for him. I did value what Jimmy had done for us. And just my leverage, they know, what am I going to do, franchise him and have Brady? That's not really realistic, though I would have recommended doing that. And I think Bill would have been like, I wanted to do that, but Tom's bitching and moaning to Robert. Well, I couldn't
do it. In the end, it also, the other thing it did was it maintained a good relationship with Brady's agent since they have the same agent. You help that guy out, it's not the worst thing in the world for you.
Exactly. But they still got a pick in the top 40. You know, that was a really good pick for them.
Here's Andrew Brandt wrote this today about Antonio Brown. One of the things he said was, do you think the Steelers just found out 3 months ago or 6 months ago that Antonio Brown's high maintenance? like this is not a new issue for the Steelers. They've been dealing with it. Who knows how? They've been dealing with this for a long time. As we've known this publicly.
You remember when they paid him like 3 years ago and he was under contract, and one of their stances was, we do not negotiate contract extensions with guys with multiple years under contract. And one of his points of emphasis was, well, they did it with Ben, bullshit. And they ended up giving Antonio money. And it kind of broke their precedent. So they kind of capitulated to Antonio, even though this was at the time when he was already kind of being a pain in the ass, but he was so good that they gave him they've given him multiple contracts, guy.
Yeah.
Like, they've extended him twice of big money. The first time, I think, in 2012, before he'd really proven himself, and then a couple years back. while he still had years under, like, so they've given in to a guy. They didn't know how good he is. He had 15 fucking touchdowns last year. Everyone knows. Your wife knows how. If you play fantasy football, he's one of the best fantasy football players in the sport, right? So even casual football fans, you just say his name, you know. He's a much better just fantasy football player to the casual guy than Odell, for example, right? If you're drafting, you're going to take Antonio before you took Odell.
Right.
Not even close. How many players do you take over Antonio? Not that this is a fantasy football argument, but
Le'Veon.
My point is, if he plays.
Free agent now, officially. They're not going to tag him.
They're not going to tag him?
No.
Corbett's just giving out a lot of good information right now.
There's only so many headaches you can deal with.
If you think they could do that whole thing over again, because I don't think they'd do the Antonio Brown thing over again. They needed him. They used him. They paid him. The Le'Veon one, if they could do it over again, would they have traded him like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Because now you're getting, he's leaving
like,
for
nothing. What could you have gotten for him this time last year? Knowing that you're going to have to tag him or pay him.
The problem is it was a really good running back draft. So, okay. Second? Maybe.
Post-draft.
Definitely 2 years ago, you probably could have got like a second or a third for him when he was a lot younger and you could have signed him. But it's hard. I think one problem is even with the amount of money, when you're trading me a player and you want a lot of draft capital, let's just say like a late first or early second for a player, and he's under a huge contract, my owner or just my football people go, one, why don't they want him? Two, even if the guy's worth it and we have the cap space, do we want to allocate this much money to a guy that they don't want? Like, what is the red flag here? Right. Now, if you're going to give me Odell Beckham for a third round, it's a no-brainer.
Well, but Gettleman's like, doing a good job.
Yeah, just kind of playing mum.
Just going like, no, I want the guy. What are you guys are crazy. I want the guy.
And I have the guy.
Do believe that he wants him. He's just like, if someone's going to offer me something stupid, then I'll listen.
Didn't draft him, though, and neither did Pat Shurmur, so there is.
No, but I'm just saying they're acting like they're not even going to think about it unless you call them with a great offer. And actually, what the Steelers are kind of saying, too.
I do think the one thing the Giants have to value is in a city, they have the most famous guy, right? Over all the Yankees, over all the Knicks for now, like their guy is the biggest star in the city. Yeah. There is a lot of value to that. Would you say non-quarterback, he's the biggest star in the league? You just say his name and people know him?
Yeah, I think so.
And part of that's playing in New York, but I mean, he is a superstar, right?
I mean, he's a bigger star than Zeke.
He's a bigger star than his projection is.
Yeah.
He's a superstar to the level you would think he's got Antonio Brown numbers.
Right.
He doesn't. Now he'd tell you, well,
highlight reel though. Check out my highlights.
Check out my quarterback too. He sucks. I think he has said that actually, hasn't he? Didn't he tell like Migos that or something last year?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.